I mentioned quality time, like the first thing was spending as much time as you can possible with your kids, because life does not sit still. It doesn't just sit when you want it to. It doesn't stop time. Trying to take the weekend moments, the times that you get home from work, and spend time with them if you can. Like, for instance, when I get home from work, my wife then has to work as well, so I do whatever I can with the kids to spend quality time, play upstairs, go outside, whatever the case may be. It's very easier said than done to do that, but then on the weekends, that's when everyone has the time off, so then you can do whatever you want to, but quality time to me is very precious.
My name is Tim Anderson. Welcome to Father and Friend, where men learn to live for the good of their families.
Today, I'm with Byron. He is the husband and father of two boys, and he's leading his family in the great state of North Carolina. He's committed to spending more quality time with his family and ensuring that they as a family read the Bible together. But before we get into those and what that looks like in his family, Byron, welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on today, and I look forward to diving into all the good details about father.
Awesome. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your own upbringing and what major events have shaped you as a father?
Well, that's a good question. My name is Byron Jones. I was raised by my mother and father, who actually, we lived in Canada for about 9 years. So I was raised in Canada for the majority of my childhood. And then we moved to Ohio for 5 years. And then now we're in North Carolina for about 18 plus years, so we moved a little bit around. And shaping me as a father, I think the reality was like going from like no kids and expectations, I can do anything I want, to then like maturing as an adult, maturing as a husband, maturing as a father, and now having two kids of my own and seeing my own personal progression of my maturity and my understanding and believing in Christ and God can get through anything has really made a difference. Just seeing the growth of myself personally, going from an only child, getting into high school, college, and all that kind of stuff, and now how time had just flown by, and I'm really just blessed that the Lord has put the right people in my right path.
What did you study in college?
I went to a community college in Charlotte called CPCC. It's a community college that has about 5 or 6 campuses, and I went to school for heating and air conditioning.
Oh, cool. So
for HVAC,
did you work in HVAC? Yeah.
Yeah, I worked, I graduated there and probably, my mind is probably blurry by the years, but I graduated in probably 2011, and I worked in there in the HVAC world industry for about a year or some change. And then I just didn't feel like it was my calling. It was my niche. I didn't really feel like it was me. So I went on then to work at the Humane Society of Charlotte, which is like an animal organization rescue center in Charlotte. It's one of my other passions is animals as well. And then now I own my own business, a family-owned business that I work with my dad from 2025. And then as of June of last year, I took over the business. I've been on my own since.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So major events that have shaped you as a father, you said just having kids and realizing, wow, big responsibility.
Yeah, it's something that like when you're just married and have no kids, you can kind of do whatever. And then you say, okay, let's have a conversation. Do you want kids? Do I want kids? Kind of a thing. And you have a real heart-to-heart conversation. And then you say, yes, we do. And then you trust in God for a lot of that as well. I feel like God is always at the center of everything that I try to do and I believe in. So going from no kids to having two kids and the whole wonderful process of that happening was just a really big blessing in my life, because I would now want it no other way. Having my two boys had just been a very big delight.
So did you say that you grew up an only child?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Was that something that has, or is that something that has changed how you looked at being a father. Now your children are not only children, they have brothers, two of them. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that.
I think being an only child has its ups and downs. My wife has a sister, so she's already accustomed to the sibling back and forth, getting along so well kind of a thing. But I kind of struggled a little bit of like being an only child. Like my mom and dad only had me, and that's fine and dandy. But then I thought, if I'm going to have kids one day with whoever it is, I want it to be at least two, because I never had that. So I never got the opportunity to experience a brother or sister, hang out with them all the time. God blessed us with two children. So I'm very looking back at being an only child and now having two kids is definitely different. But I think I have grown in my own walks in general of it, because I learn a lot from being an only child to then seeing my wife and her sister, how they get along and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely a good learning experience.
Do you feel like that added to the transition from going from, like you said, sort of being able to do whatever you wanted to now you have a big responsibility to take care of? You don't get to just go out when you feel like it and play with whatever game you want to play now. It's like now there's other people relying on you. Do you feel like being an only child contributed to that transition being maybe a little bigger?
I think it has. Yes, I think I kind of needed that push. If I want my life to be a certain way, and the Lord has blessed us with that, in fact, now that I think I have grown in that avenue of trying to be a better person, and thus now trying to figure out for myself, my kids come first and then I come after that. So my priorities have been set from my mom and dad loving on me all the time as an only child to now me taking that and then pushing that on to my kids in a good way of showing them love and affection like I had.
That's fantastic. Your upbringing, would you say that was an overall positive experience for you?
Yeah, I think it was my mom and dad loved me a lot. They did all they could for me, and we had a great life. And I think my experience of an only child now ties into a different part of it, because my wife has a sister and I'm an only child, to kind of our two minds combined together to parent two kids now is going to be different. You know, like she has a different stance on things and I got a different stance, just because our upbringing were different, but we have the same goals and aspirations, but we just have different perspectives as well.
Why don't we jump into the two items that you mentioned are things you do in your family that you feel like everybody should be doing. And the first one of those was more quality time with your kids and with your family. Can you tell me what that looks like for you?
Yeah. So the one thing that I mentioned was quality time. The first thing was spending as much time as you can possible with your kids, because as you know, life does not sit still. It doesn't just sit when you want it to. It doesn't stop. Time always goes by fast. So trying to take the weekend moments, the times that you get home from work, and spend time with them if you can. Like, for instance, when I get home from work, my wife then has to work as well. So I do whatever I can with the kids to spend quality time, play upstairs, go outside, whatever the case may be. But it's very easier said than done to do that. But then on the weekends, that's when everyone has the time off. So then you can do whatever you want to. But quality time to me is very precious. It's something that you're not going to get back until they're grown up and they thank you for their childhood. They thank you for all the stuff you did for them. So when they're young, you want to hang on to them. You want to capture all the exciting moments and stuff like that. I personally try to do what I can to do that as well. Go ahead.
So tell me, what does a typical day look like for you? You go to work, you come home, and then what? What happens?
So I come home and I'm greeted by my wife and two kids are outside, standing outside waiting for me to get home. And I honk the horn, I back in my truck and trailer, and then I go inside, and it's like I talk about our days, what you want to do this afternoon kind of a thing. And then I take my two boys upstairs, primarily my 4-month-old and my 3.5-year-old, almost 4 in January. And we just play. We just sit in the loft area and we play with all his trucks and toys. And I may read to him, or we may go out to a store or some sort of place like that to kind of get out of the house a little bit. So it kind of varies.
So when you play, with them, do you sit down on the floor? Do you imagine with them? What does that look like?
I try to put my shoes in his shoes. So like I try to imagine with him, like, what you want to do. Do you want to simply roll down your trucks down a slide and pretend it's a monster derby? Do you want to like crawl through tunnels together and imagine it's this or that? I'm kind of leaving up to him to lead me in certain ways to do what he wants to do, because I can just sit there and say, let's do this. But I want him, my oldest son, Gavin, to lead me in the way like he wants to be played, like reading books or playing outside or whatever the case may be. So we play upstairs in the loft and we do this or do that kind of stuff too.
That's cool. What's your most favorite memory from playing with them so far?
It's just going to be simply plain and straight that the excitement that they come, that my oldest is excited to see me when I get home, the excitement he is to learn something new, like colors or shapes. Or we have dogs too, so they're upstairs, they're all laughing and playing, and I'm laughing and Gavin's laughing, and my youngest is too young to even know what that is yet, but we're all just having fun. And just the memories of today was a good day together. Today was a very fun day. I was trying to make like every day fun for him. I don't want to come home and be like boring all day for them. I want to do something different, like Play-Doh or draw or color or stuff like that. So every day is really different, which I try to do for them.
I imagine, I know for me this is probably true, but I imagine for other men, we grow up and we kind of get old and boring, and we have a very difficult time getting down and just playing some imaginary game. We've lost a little bit of our imaginations, but it sounds like you're very good at that. Is that something that you grew up with, or is that something that you just enjoy, that you're help me understand. Where did you learn that?
How did I learn how to like be an imaginative kind of
person? to not lose your imagination. You know, I feel I have to really work at that these days.
Yeah, I do too. The usual thing that I do is when I'm at work, I have drive time. So when I'm driving throughout the course of the day, I'm thinking already to myself, what can I do for fun for Gavin? Because, you know, the same old is okay. But, you know, I try to come up with, I ask different dad groups that I'm a part of on Facebook, like, what do you do with your kids that I could maybe do with my kids? Or what can I do with mine that you'd like also to do with yours? So I'm always looking out for those kind of things to try to make it more fun for him, because he's going to remember this. He's going to remember the times that dad just sat down. Dad just sat down with me and played with my trucks, or dad just sat down with me and we read a book, or this or that kind of stuff.
They will remember that. They will. They'll remember the times you spent with them. That's fantastic. So what do you do on the weekends with them then, as far as quality time? You said you sometimes take them out.
So on the weekends, we kind of do a different assortment of kind of things. It kind of just varies. In this hot heat, kind of really can't do anything in Charlotte. It was 91 degrees today, so it was like, can't do anything outside. On the weekends, we sometimes go to lunch with my sister and brother-in-law. And then we sometimes go to like a mall or a store, like Lowe's or Home Depot, go to different places. He loves to go and say hi to people. So we're always either at Sam's Club or Costco or somewhere fun for him to say hello to everyone. So just try
to go on Saturday morning to get the snacks.
You know what? I have before. I haven't been because Costco is a circus. It's never going to be like
I get the
first sample.
Costco is insanely busy.
Yeah, we usually go to either Costco or Sam's Club, and either or have samples. And my wife always jokes around and say, that you're only going there for the samples. And I'm saying, yeah, I don't want to really shop. So yeah, I'm going to go there for the samples, for the enjoyment of that also.
That's fun. Anything else you do on the weekend that would be particularly unique to your own family that you purposely plan out and are intentional about?
That's a good question. We try to have meals together. That's not really totally unique, you know, it's kind of the same old thing as many other people do, I'm sure, but we try to be intentional of sitting at a table together, and he's eating his stuff and we're eating our stuff and we're talking about our days between my wife and I and how we're doing all this and kind of things. But as far as being unique, I don't know. I'm trying to think off the cusp what we would do differently. That maybe you come back to me on that note if you can. I'll try to come up with something else.
No, you're good.
Besides a family dinner time.
Why don't we jump into reading the Bible together? What does that look like in your family? How do you do that? When do you do it? Tell me about that.
So reading the Bible is something I do personally before I go to work. I try to read the Bible app all the time before I go to work and kind of set my mind straight, set up for a good day. And then as far as reading the Bible with us, I read it to my son more often than my wife does. But when I read it with him, I'm going to start this something new. I'm kind of just picking any verses that I just open the Bible to, for instance. I don't really go off my phone for the Bible app. I kind of bring out the Bible itself, and I want to really be a good Christian dad. Now, that's a very broad topic, you know, but try to be as intentional as I can with it and be able to, and him be able to someday say, hey, I really love that you did that. Thank you. We could have read a book. We could have done this or do that, but thank you for doing the simple things like reading the Bible. I want to kind of open the Bible to whatever it comes to. Maybe even an idea I've had is like pick like a subject, you know, like how the Bible app, you can pick the different subjects you want to read about. So maybe that's something I'll look into too, like being a father and then trying to find the biblical verses about being a father and read to him about that. So he is always going to be learning about the Bible. I don't want him to never stop learning as well.
Now, is that something you learned growing up, or is that something that you've put in place in your own family?
It's something new I'm going to be putting into place with the whole family, if I can. I've just Gavin, that's good with me too. But my dad and I and my mom always went to church growing up. We always were involved in Sunday schools. My dad was not a pastor, but like he taught Sunday school classes. So I was involved in those myself on my own and went in after church to talk to them about how it went and that kind of thing. So trying to incorporate what I learned growing up into being a father now and learning the same things my dad taught me, biblically based, and being a father has really come full circle. So I'm trying to do the best I can from my experiences growing up as well.
That's really great that you had a positive example of what that looked like in your own family. That's really neat.
Yeah, he's very, my dad is one of the kind of people who would not talk to a stranger about it. Like he would ask you how you're doing and all this and that, and then he would probably get into some questions and say, how are you doing? And then the conversation would probably just like flow from there and just open it up. But I was always really inspired, I guess, to, when I do have my own kids someday, to take the principles that I learned, not only from church-based things, you know, that he taught me, what I learned in the church services and the Sunday schools, but have my own perspective about it and then have my dad be proud of me. Like something that I've always not desired, but I've always wanted that to be a thing. And he is definitely proud of me for the man I have become now and for my kids and that kind of stuff now. So I've tried to incorporate what I learned from his teaching me to now me teaching my kids.
When you think about more quality time and reading the Bible together, what is it that you hope to teach your children through doing that? What do you want them to walk away from the house going, my dad was blank, or I remember blank.
I really want them to remember that me and their mother tried a lot to teach them good things. I want to be able to have them walk away and say, my dad taught me how to be a good person. My dad showed me and instilled in me Christian values growing up that I now can take on to my own life, going to college or high school or whatever else comes their way. Them always knowing that they can call me with anything that they want to talk about. And that all the lessons I try to teach them, all the nightly readings of the Bible that we're going to incorporate soon together will be a ongoing thing for them so that they can read on their own. And really just trying to do the best I can. Trying to push aside all the stress of life. Trying to be there for them. Trying to console them when they're hurting. Trying to talk to them about the big things. Talking about the small things and just being there for them, because that's what I had. So I want to instill that also.
When we first got on this call, I asked you what you were passionate about, and you said you love being outside. And so I want to talk about two things. You talked about, you mentioned your business earlier, the Revved Up Auto Recycling, and enjoying being outside. Tell me how you balance owning your own business and your family.
That's the million-dollar question of anybody, like how you do it too. How I balance work and life together. I try to do the best I can. I'm sure there's times where I'm not on par or times that I'm too hard on myself, but I really just kind of have a switch in my mind that when I'm driving home from work for my last client of the day, I'm already thinking to myself, okay, I'm going from work to dad mode almost immediately going in the door. So I am already, the transition from work life to home life is already going good because I'm walking with open arms. Like I walk into the door and they're saying, how are you doing? How was your day? They're asking me this, they're asking me that. Not they, my wife is asking me. My son is also saying, daddy, 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 and talking to me all he can about it too. So it's a very hard answer to give you because I feel like there's a lot of answers to be said, but I just have a good mental positive process. You know, I go through all the positive things in my life. I say, I have a good job, I'm healthy, I got two kids, I'm married, I'm going to church, all the positive things. And then going into home life, it's like, okay, it's going to be a big adjustment, but if I can just focus on the positive things, then the day will get better as it goes.
So you spend the last part of your drive essentially transitioning yourself into home life before you get home, so that when you get home, you're ready to go. As I'm dad now.
Yeah. Yeah, I am usually I usually have a helper every so often for my job, so I can't really always do it. But when I'm by myself at work, for instance, like tomorrow, I'm already going to be doing this. Like, I'll listen to Christian music. I'll pray out loud to God and say, give me the strength today to do this. Give me the willpower to do what I can for my kids, for my wife, to be the husband that you want me to be. And I'm already thinking ahead of time, what can I do differently today that I didn't do yesterday that could make a better day for everybody? So I'm already thinking that mindset already. If I'm like 20 minutes out or 10 minutes out or even 5 minutes out, I'm still thinking about it already because I know that's going to happen. So instead of having like, oh, I'm going home already, I'm already done my shift, I gotta go home and deal with these kids, I don't want to do this today, I don't really want to go home and deal with the dogs or dad life at all, I want to go and do something on my own instead. It's very easy to do that because life is so busy and you want to make time for yourself. But you're a parent now, you're a dad now, you're a husband, so you gotta focus on those kind of things. And those kind of things mean it's gonna be a good day. You're gonna do well. You have done well. And your wife and kids want you to come home. And that's the best feeling when you get home is to be asked by your wife, how did it go today? Or if you're almost four-year-old now, to give you a hug when you walk in the door, when you hold your four-month-old lying in your hands and he's smiling at you, like, you cannot be mad at that. You gotta just roll with the punches and enjoy it, because life is too short.
That's really good. Where did you learn to do that? When did you start that?
I kind of just did it on my own. I'm very a positive thinker. I listen to podcasts about different things. I listen to a podcast called Dad Life a lot time. Mm-hmm. Dad Tired podcast. I listen to a lot of like motivational things, a lot of prayer things. And just trying to get my best mindset in the best place early on in your day. And that will, for myself, help me out when I get home.
That's neat. So that's not something that you experienced or did growing up.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
And since I became a father, and even before I was that, a husband, I always tried to do my best. But, you know, since I become a father, I've been more about trying to think like that, or think positive and do these kind of things to help my mental state of mind be in the best possible way it can. Now, not every day is great. You know, it's not always going to be 1,000% great. But to me, I learned this on my own through like lessons learned. I learned some days are not as easy as others when you get home. But if you can try your best to do that, then that has the best outcome.
Reminds me of that Bible passage that says, I'm not going to quote it exactly, but it's something like, think about the things that are good and true and lovely. Think about these things. I think there's something, you know, the Bible isn't just a book about thinking positively, but it certainly encourages us to think about the things that are good.
Yeah, and God is good, right? So he's good all the time, forever and always. He's going to be right there with us, beside us. And I have asked him for help in certain situations, as far as I'm sure all the dads watching this or in the past have asked for prayer to kind of be the best representation of yourself you can. And that's what I try to do all the time.
If you could tell yourself one thing, if you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing that you wish you had known when you first became a dad, what would it be?
Don't get so frustrated so fast. That's really very simple, but to me, that's really something big, because when we first had Gavin, it was a lot. It was a lot to go from zero to one kid. It was a lot of learning experiences, a lot of frustrations at times, as you know how that goes sometimes with having kids. It's not always easy, but if I was to tell myself one thing, it'd be don't get so mad so fast, and to really soak up the memories, because I thought I was just telling my friend the other day how Gavin was just born, and now it's almost been 4 years already. Like, where did the time go? It's just gone. So I need to just try to relax more, have fun more, and enjoy the memories at hand.
My dad used to say, he's not alive anymore, but my dad used to say that as he got older, time would go faster and faster. Yeah. And I certainly found that true for myself, that as the years pass, they do tend to go faster. They feel faster. Yeah. And I don't know why that is, but it seems to be the case. That I remember when I was a teenager and it felt like the year would never come to an end. The school year was never going to end. And now every year that passes, I'm like, wow, that was 3 years ago. That's incredible. And that feels like it was just a few months ago.
Yeah, it's definitely true. I also feel like since you said that, it led me to think about something else. It led me to say, soak up the memories when they're young. Soak up the memories when they're young and when they continue to grow and learn and hit the milestones that you had when you were a kid. And they're doing that for you, and you're watching them grow up, and you're watching them do this and do that. It's like, wow. I'm going to take a step back and watch you grow up and try to instill what I learned when I was a kid into your life and just watch you grow up. It's so fascinating to me to watch my kids grow up and watch them smile and laugh and all that kind of fun stuff.
And thanks so much for your time today. I very much appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for connecting. Thank you for hosting this interview. I appreciate that for sure.
Fellow fathers and friends, so glad you could join us for this episode. To stay connected, visit our website at fatherandfriend.com. Sign up for our monthly newsletter or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and other social media sites. Be sure to like, follow, and share with fellow dads and families in your community. If you have a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us a message and let us know. Until our next episode, keep showing up, loving deeply, and making an impact for the good of your family. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Father and Friend.